Gene, let me ask you this question about Edmonton. It's a city that hockey is it's not an understatement for me to say that hockey may be the single most important thing in the city of Edmonton. What's the excitement level like knowing that even though it's not officially confirmed that Edmonton is going to be a hub city?
Yeah, you know what, Joey and George, I think that, you know, if you weren't in, you know, the final 10, you might not be, it's kind of like the Bachelor, right? You keep kind of waiting for a rose, and they've got one of the final two roses, and eventually they'll have the only rose because, again, according to everything we've heard, they'll have the conference final and the final. People here are extremely excited, and I think the other thing that adds to it is that their team is in it. You know, I don't know if the city, the province would have been, you know, as aggressive with their pitch to get the opportunity to be a hub if maybe Edmonton wasn't, you know, was a non-playoff team. But because they're a playoff team and, you know, have two really bright young stars who might give them a chance to win the cup like, you know, the other clubs, yeah, it's through the roof. It's weird listening to you guys say 32 degrees, 33 degrees. You're thinking that's not time to go to the rink. That's, you know, the beach, the pool. So it's a little, you kind of got to switch your mind off because normally this is truly the quiet time for hockey. And it's going to be the total opposite as we ramp things up and get ready for, you know, these 24 teams to take a shot at the cup.
Gene, we know the Oilers built that beautiful new arena. Just take us through what the facilities look like and where are these players staying in this hub?
You know what? It's I think Edmonton, through this chase for the hub city, you know, obviously a lot of people thought Vegas. I think a lot of people felt like Toronto, if the COVID situation was in order, that Toronto was certainly a leading candidate. We all get that. Out west, I think a lot of people believe that Vegas was, you know, was the leading candidate. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. I think first I'd start real quick with a COVID update. And I think that's kind of what our lives have been sort of circled around lately. In Edmonton, since we started the, you know, the number tallying, 1,128 cases. Unfortunately, 15 deaths to go within those 1,128 cases. But, you know, a bad day in Edmonton is if you've got 25 cases or 30 cases or something along those lines, like that would be considered a spike. So get those numbers out of the way. Then when you look at the facility, brand new, relatively speaking, 2016, has a main rink, has a practice rink. Left, you go to the main rink. Right, you go to the practice rink when you're coming out of multiple dressing rooms that are situated there because of the fact that a junior team, the Oil Kings, has been playing out of the same building. Then you go upstairs to the main concourse, you go through a walkway, and you're connected to a JW Marriott, a brand spanking new hotel that is, you know, all around North America and the world. Those are considered to be some of the best hotels you'll ever stay at. And it's all inside. You do not have to take a step outside. So I know that the 12 teams and their players are going to be situated at the hotel, so it's back and forth. The extra staff will be at other hotels, but in Edmonton, you know, the rink's right in the downtown core. There's multiple hotels and restaurants that are a short walk and an even shorter ride, if necessary, to get to. So it really, starting with COVID, then continuing with the rink and the walkway and the hotel, it's, you know, I'm biased. I'm born and raised here, so I'm extremely happy that the hub is going to be here. One of them is. I think it was a great setup. And, you know, the longer you looked at it, I believe that from the beginning, Edmonton was, you know, a potential leading candidate. But as things started to change in other centers and maybe they started to fall off for whatever reasons, Edmonton was kind of always going, hey, look at me. I'm right here. And, you know, the NHL looked and said, yeah, we got to go here. It's just too good of a setup, I think, again, starting with COVID and then going from there.
Gene, I'm actually planning on dressing up as a character from Super Mario and posing as an engineer to sneak into Scotiabank Arena when the hockey starts because I'm dying to see hockey. But local businesses are going to be impacted in both cities, right? But Edmonton, I think, from what I can tell, is going to be impacted more because I think the people of Edmonton will enjoy watching hockey all day versus the Toronto fans, which will probably only want to watch Leaf games, right? I mean, I know there's going to be some viewing areas in Toronto for the Leafs and the Raptors, and I don't know what that's going to be like in Edmonton as far as the Raptors go, but the fact that you've been chosen as a hub city, not officially yet, but it's going to act as a morale booster, but I'm reading reports that it's going to put 20 or 30 million bucks in the local economy. What can you tell us about how local hospitality outlets, bars, restaurants are going to activate around the hockey games that they're going to be showing? And of course, no one can actually go into the Rogers Arena, but you can sure as heck watch the games outside. And like you said, we're used to taking this time off, but this provides a unique opportunity. If you can only gather outside and you have to be 6 feet apart, you can still watch hockey games with a lot of people, provided you do it in the right outdoor area.
Yeah, totally correct, Joey. You know, I know that that'll be like they built the area, the ice district. With that in mind, we've seen, you saw it with the Toronto Raptors last year. And, you know, and Edmonton certainly caught Toronto Raptors fever as well. Not quite like Toronto, of course, but, you know, and you can't, you know, we're not going to be able to be body to body like they were watching the Raptors last season in their run to the NBA championship. But outdoors, the weather's nice. And it's going to be available for people to, you know, get together with social distancing on big screens to watch. Also, while the bars at this point are, you know, at 50% capacity, theoretically, I mean, many of them aren't even at 50%. People aren't yet quite going out the way they were before. So, you know, if there's X amount of people that are watching, instead of watching them at, you know, five bars, it might take 10 bars to get those same people out and watching. So it's going to be a boost, and it's just situated where, you know, the restaurants, and even, for example, these guys like, you know, we've heard about all the different sort of entertainment possibilities. There's a beautiful golf course, about a 10 or 12 minute drive from where Rogers Place is. And, you know, on off days or between series, you know, a team's got 3 or 4 days potentially or a couple of days. Listen, they're going to get out and want to enjoy a little bit, again, with social distancing in mind. So that gives them another outlet. I mean, it's really set up nicely, but it is a big, I think you hit the nail on the head. It, you know, morale is great, but the province and the city needs some money flowing. And this is a really good way, really quickly, to get this going. And you're talking about, a two-month impact, a little more in the beginning because all the teams are here, all the staff are here. And as it dwindles to conference final, eventually cup final, it'll be less. But having said that, by then, who knows what the parameters will be for bars, for outdoor gatherings. You know, maybe the numbers grow like they have from when things first opened up. So it's a great opportunity, and I think it just ties back to a city that's, you know, got a great history with hockey and Stanley Cups, but you know, is it a bit of a dry spell? And now they got a chance to not only have the event here, but potentially raise the Stanley Cup. Yeah, I'm a couple of months ahead of myself, but you can always dream. And I think that it was a dream to get a hub. They got it. And now the dream is to see if they can win the Stanley Cup in the hub city and in the Alberta capital.
Obviously, Gene, we're all disappointed that we're not seeing a Calgary-Edmonton first-round matchup, which would have been the matchup before the season got paused. But you talk about the Stanley Cup. What is the reasonable expectation for the Oilers during this run when, you, as you mentioned earlier, you have two of the top three players on the planet right now?
Well, I think, guys, that, well, certainly it's a bit of a tough goal. And I know, Joey, you've been around Chicago and they won those cups, and that's tough. I mean, they were if you had a team of the decade, certainly the first half of the decade, it was them, right? So, and knowing that there's Kane and Taves and Crawford and Keith, that's going to be a bit challenging, or at least it appears to be challenging. I would say they've definitely got to make the second round, and a feeling that they got a shot maybe at a conference final. But nowadays in the NHL, if there are superpowers, they can get knocked off where it seemed like decades ago or years ago. If you were a superpower, it would take something really unexpected for you to get beat. Where now it's a little more wide open. And I mean, Edmonton, you mentioned it, they were set to play Calgary. They were chasing Vegas, you know, so they could have potentially finished first in their division. I mean, it's a really good team with two incredible players. And I think two incredible players on different lines, not to get too deep into hockey, but I think that's been one of the great reasons that they have had so much success, is that Leon and Connor are on different lines and have driven both those lines to great results. But they've also, you know, made a supporting cast that seems to work with them. And if the goaltending is there, I think they've got as good a shot as anyone. I mean, there's no home ice advantage, maybe home room and home ice, not home crowd. But I still think that somewhere in there, there's a little bit extra for them because they will be playing in an arena that they're so familiar with.